I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Proposition 1 will be on the ballot this election day. For those not familiar with Proposition 1, what exactly is it?
It's a proposition that would enshrine certain rights in the state's constitution. Think of it as the Equal Rights Amendment brought up to modern day standards. The current protections found in our constitution are from 1938. So things like access to birth control, access to abortion rights, those are done by legislative laws and not by the state constitution. So we want to enshrine these protections in the state constitution so they can't be taken away by government action. It would only have to go back to the people to change those laws.
And what does Proposition 1 provide as far as updating the Equal Rights Amendment?
It does several things. It makes it so birth control is a constitutional right. Abortion would be a constitutional right. Protections for workplace discrimination would be a constitutional right. So it rolls in a lot of the legislative protections that we've added in the state since 1938, but we put it into one blanket amendment. So it can't pendulum back and forth, depending if Democrats or Republicans are in power. You know, we passed a pretty expansive abortion protections after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, but that was by, you know, legislative action. So, if we're not in power anymore, or if Lee Zeldin had won the last election, those laws wouldn't have passed.
What are your biggest concerns about people not wanting to vote for it?
Well, there's a whole lot of misinformation out there. People are intentionally trying to scare people, but they're really, you know, they're not talking about the issues. Like, they're talking about, you know, these crazy tangential issues, you know, that might happen if all this happens. But as usual, you know, the political net and social media is full of a lot of nonsense that doesn't hold up the fact checking.
In your opinion, how vital is it for that New Yorkers vote in favor of Proposition 1?
If you believe that, you know, women should have full rights in New York State, then you should vote in favor of Proposition 1.
And one of the issues that there may be misinformation or disinformation about Proposition 1, one of the questions that have come up here, transgender high school or college, transgender people being able to play girls or women's sports, is that part of the misinformation? Would they be allowed to do that?
Yeah, that is part of, you know, the scare tactic misinformation. You know, New York State's been handling this issue. We devolve this issue, and the school districts and the local sports associations handle these issues, and that issue is not part of this constitutional amendment. But that's the scare tactic.
And what's your message to those who are on the fence about supporting or being objecting to the Prop 1?
My message is, as you've seen all across America, states have been rolling back protections for women reproductive choices and rights of women in various states. So, you know, there's states throughout the union where women had more rights 5 years ago than they have today. And we don't want New York State, you know, to roll back like one of those other states did. And in certain states, the only thing protecting women were constitutional amendments from 50 or 60 years ago that made it so the state legislature could not strip away women's rights.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.